the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآله محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم to you brothers and sisters. Inshallah, tonight we're going to have a glance at one of the very important Islamic topics, of course Quranic topics, and it is the difference between Islam and Iman. Because this is one of the very complicated issues. When you look at ahadith and you recite Quran, you come across to some different ahadith or verses that you see that are somehow given priority sometimes to Iman more than Islam, sometimes the vice versa. Now we want to see what is the right idea and how can we justify these different verses and ahadith according to the right manner that we can find out from Quran itself and also from Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And inshallah we are going to study the different degrees that we have for Islam and Iman. After second level of Islam, in fact the fruit, the outcome of the second level of Islam is second degree and second level of Iman. And it is to accept and to believe in the true beliefs in a detailed manner and to strengthen Iman in the heart through the actions. Because you know there is a kind of interrelated action, interrelated relation between Iman, between faith and actions. In a way that when you do good actions, it increases your Iman. When the Iman, when the faith is increased, the outcome is that the person will do more good actions. More good actions, the more that the faith increases. And they increase one each other. They are somehow interrelated to each other. And vice versa is also correct. It means when we commit sins, it decreases Iman. When the faith and Iman is decreased, the person is subject to commit more sins. More sins, Iman lowers. And it makes Iman to the level that you see there is no more faith in the heart because of the right actions. As 9, in fact, verse 10 in Surah Ar-Rum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا السُّوءَ أَنْ كَذَّبُوا بَآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَكَانُوا بِهَا يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. The fate of those who committed sins one after the other, they didn't repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they didn't refresh their Iman. They come and they decrease, they descend to a level that whenever they see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they start mocking, they start making fun of them. وَكَانُوا بَهَا يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. They deny the signs of Allah. You may see people in your life, in your subhanAllah around yourself, when they see a person is performing salah, they start making fun. When a person, when a lady has hijab, they start making fun. They start mocking them. This is a threat. And you know, it is nice in the history, we have that when Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, the household of Imam al-Husayn alayhi as-salam, who were in captivity, they were brought into the palace of Yazid. And Yazid started beating the lips of Imam al-Husayn alayhi as-salam by the ustik in his hand. Lady Zainab salamullah alayha watching this scene, she said, it's not strange, oh Yazid, it's not strange if a person like you is doing this. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this in Quran, ثُمَّ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا السُّوءَ أَنْ كَذَّبُوا بَآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَكَانُوا بِهَا يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. This is because of the sins that you have committed in your life. Those sins who have compiled on your shoulders, they make it today to do such an aggressive thing.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers. Open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
So, when a person performs good actions after having the second level of Islam, then there is second level of Iman, that the person has more faith in the heart and it becomes in a detailed manner. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Saf, verse 10 and 11, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believes, O people of faith, Hal adullukum ala tajaratin tunjikum min adhaban aleem. Shall I show you a deal that following it, you tunjikum min adhaban aleem, saves you from a severe punishment? What is that? First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, those people who have faith, how can they make such a deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The first condition is this, tu'minuna billah. You see, Allah says, you have to have faith in me. Allah addressing those who have faith already. But this is the first level of iman, the first level of faith. And after that, we have here the second level of faith. To do this deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first condition is tu'minuna billahi wa rasulihi, to have faith in Allah and His Messenger. وَتُجَاهِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, to struggle in the way of Allah by your lives and by your money. So you see, second level of faith comes after second level of Islam. Then we have third level of Islam. After second level and second degree of faith, we have third level of Islam. Third level of being submitted to Allah, being having submission in fact to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, through the faith in the heart, that I mentioned that it becomes in a detailed manner, the person, the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reaches to a level that never commits any sin. In a kind of infallibility that is possible even for you and me. Because necessary infallibility is for Ahlul Bayt, it is for the Prophets. But the possible one, the contingent one, is available for all people. And we have some great scholars or urafa or mystics who have reached this level of faith that there was no role for shaitan in their daily actions, in their daily duties, in their daily schedule. There was no plan for shaitan. Having excellent kind of faith in the heart and being submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a perfect manner in the life. No committing any sin, no doing any mistake. This is the third level of Islam.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. did the angel let you know?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us, to give us this tawfiq to reach to the higher and highest levels of Iman and Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and give us this tawfiq to be guided to this great path. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat al ahya' minhum wal amwat tabi' baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat innaka mujibud da'wat إنك على كل شيء قدير وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
فرش التراب يضمني وهو غطائي حول الرمال تلفني بل من ورائي واللحد يحكي ظلمة فيها ابتلائي والنور خط كتابه أنسي لقائي أنسي لقائي والأهل أين حنانهم باعوا وفائي باعوا وفائي والصحب أين جموعهم تركوا إخائي تركوا إخائي إخائي والمال أين هناؤه صار ورائي والاسم أين بريقه بين